Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Peches. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Tani Rabbi Yehuda, and in the Yerushalmi Tzur Sadaf, it's Samach Yom Lamed Beis, the 10th wide line with those same words. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara tells us Tani Rabbi Yehuda Amir Rabbi Yehuda says Shloshah Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lemer B'chol Yom. A person has to say three things every single day. Baruch Shalai Sani Gai. Blessed is the one that didn't make me a guy. Baruch Shalai Sani Bur. Blessed is the one that didn't make me a boor. Baruch Shalai Sani Isha, blessed is the one that didn't make me a woman. Why so? Baruch Shalai Sani Gai She'ena Gaim Klum. Gaim are considered like anything. The Pasuk says, Kol Gaim Ka'ayin Negdai. All the Gaim are like nothing before him. Baruch Shalai Sani Bor. Why so? She'ein Bor Yirei Chet. Because a boor doesn't fear sin. And Baruch Shalai Sani Isha, She'enu Isha Mitzvah Al Mitzvahs, a woman is not commanded to do mitzvahs to say she's man grama, and therefore Baruch Shalai Sani Isha. Now going back to the Pasuk that we concluded yesterday's Gemara with, Amar Vachar Vacha says, the Pasuk says, Kimi Asher Yichubar V'Goymer, and part of the Pasuk was, Yesh Bitacha, and that there's hope. And we had learned previously that means that a person could always do tshuva. And now we have another explanation, Afilu Aysam Shepashtu Yidayim B'Zvul, even those that stretch their hands out against Zvul. What's Zvul? Zvul is the base of Mikdash. Yesh Lahem Bitacha, and there still is hope for them. They could do tshuva. If they do tshuva, it won't be so bad for them. Now, even if those that destroy the Beis HaMikdash do tshuva, still, lekarvan e'efshar. We can't bring them close. We can't put them in Gan Eden, shekvar pashu yideihem b'zvul, because they already stretched their hands out against the Beis HaMikdash. Lerachkan e'efshar. We can't distance them. We can't put them in Gehenim, sh'asu tshuva, because they already did tshuva. Aleinu Omer, it says about them, v'yashnu shnas olam v'lo yakitsu. They will sleep forever and not wake up. So they won't be rewarded, but they won't be punished. Rabbanu de Kesar and Omri, they say, k'tani gayim v'chayloser shalom uchanetzar. Gayim that died as k'tanim. And the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar forced to do what they did, ein chayin ve'ein yidainin. They won't live, meaning they won't see the world to come. However, they won't be judged. And Alayna Kosov Aymer about them, and the Pasuk says, v'yashu shnas oilem v'gaymer, they're going to sleep forever. And the Gemara continues, ha'ivir l'fnei batei avodah zarah, someone that passes by a house of avodah zarah, Aymer, he should say, beis geyim yisach Hashem. Hashem will uproot the house of the haughty. Rabbi Yis Rabun says, "B'shem Reb Levi, Ra Aysam Mezablum Levi Zara." If he sees them offering a carbon to Levi Zara, Aymer he says, "Zaveach LaElohim Yacharam." One that brings sacrifice to gods shall be destroyed. Harayas Akushi, someone who sees a kushi, that's someone whose skin is exceedingly dark. Vesagichar, or someone who has very red skin. Vesalavkan, someone who has very white skin. Vesakipach, or someone who's bent over. This is referring to someone who's extremely tall and he has a problem with his spine, so he's bent over. Vesananas, or a midget. Aymer he says, "Baruch Mashanas Abriyas." Blessed is the one that diversifies his creations. As Hakatua, if he sees someone whose foot was amputated, Ves Asuma, or a blind person, Ves Mukeshchin, or someone with boils, Aymer he says, Baruch Dayano MS. Now, Masnisuk, Sheu Shleim Vinishtanu, this is only if they were born whole, they were born regular, and then they changed afterwards. Alam Haya Kain Mei Imai, if this person was like this from when he was born, Aymer, so then the person says, Baruch Mashanas Abriyais. And Arai Ilonis Naimu Bnei Adam Naim, someone that sees beautiful trees or very handsome, good looking people, Aymer he says, Baruch Shakain Bar Abriyais Nais Bai Lamai, blessed is the one that created such beautiful creations in his world. Maser Megamliel Shraga Isha Na Bir Chalea, there's a story with Megamliel that he saw a beautiful Gaisha woman and he made a bracha on her. Ask the Gemara, Kain, Am Rab Zair, B'Shem Rabbi Yis, Rab Chanina. Didn't Rab Zair say in the name of Rabbi Yis, Rab Chanina? And Rav Bas said in the name of Rav Chia, who said B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Lai Sechonim, the Pasuk says. Don't show favor to them. Lai Sitein Aleihin Chain. Don't place favor on them. Don't say nice complimentary things to them. So why did he say this to the woman? So the Gemara asks, Ma Amar, what did he say? Avaskata? Did he say this word to her? Which we might translate as Bliayin Hara or something like that. He didn't address her. Lai Amar, he didn't say Ella except for the following. Shekach Bar Briyas Nais by Lamai. That Hashem created beautiful creations in his world. Shekena filu ra gamal noah, sus noah, chamar noah. If a person sees a beautiful camel, horse, or donkey, Aymer he says, Baruch Shabar Briyas Nais by Lamai. And he saw a beautiful person, so he said the same thing. He didn't address her, but the Gemara is asking, Zu darka shom Gamliel, istaka b'nashim? Is this what Rabbi Gamliel used to do? He would look at women so he could say this bracha? The Gemara says, no, el derech hakmumisa haisa. This was around the bend. He was walking around the bend and he bumped into her. He didn't see her on purpose. Kaganahan pofsadus, like this well known street that had this curve in it, vehibid ba, and he saw her, shalabitaivasai, against his will, but since he ended up seeing her, so he made the bracha. But obviously, he wasn't walking around looking at women, he would usually keep his eyes down. More brachas a person makes, kara gever, when the rooster crows, aimer, a person should say, baruch chacham harazim, blessed is the sage of secrets. Now, why are we saying this bracha when the rooster crows? Because we have a pasuk that says, mi shas betucha is chachma, who placed in the smooth one's wisdom, vegaimer, and what's the vegaimer? Ami nasan la sechvi vina, who gave the sechvi, the rooster, vino, wisdom. Now, how do we know that a sechvi is a rooster? So Rav Levi, he says, but Aravia karn le'imra yaivla. In Arabia, they call a sheep a yaivla. And we have a pasuk that says, v'hayibim shaykh b'keren ha'yaivel. Keren is a horn, and yaivel is of a sheep. B'Afrikai, in Africa, karn le'nida galmuda. They call a woman who's a nida a galmuda. As the pasuk says, v'anisha kula v'galmuda. I've been bereaved in a galmuda, which is a nida. And b'raimi tzavachan tarnagayla, sechvi. In Rome, they call a tarnagol a sechvi. As the pasuk says, I mean nasan la sechvi vina. And more brachas, haray ochlasin, someone that sees many people. Now in Bavli, ochlasin is explained to mean 600,000 people or more. However, the Yerushalmi clear doesn't hold like that. So if a person sees ochlasin, Omer, he says, baruch chacham harazim. Again, Chacham Harazim means the sage of secrets, referring obviously to Hashem. Now, why would he say such a bracha when he sees a lot of people? It's because, k'shem she'in partufeim daimen zelazeh, just like one person's face is not like another, kach ein daiton daimen zelazeh, so too their knowledge or their personalities aren't like each other. Hashem still knows what's inside every person's heart and mind. And that's how a person would say Chacham Harazim. Now, Ben Zayma, k'shayu raya uchlasin b'Yerushalayim, when Ben Zayma would see a whole multitude of people, tons of people in Yerushalayim, hayomer, he would say the following, Baruch shabara kol eil l'shem sheni, blessed is the one that created all these to serve me. Kama yaga adam rishon and achlo achal prusa. How much work did adam rishon have to do before he even ate a slice of bread? Charash, he plowed. Zara, he planted. Nichesh, he weeded. Eder, he hoed. Katsar, he harvested. Emer, he gathered. Dush, he threshed. Zara, he winnowed. Bearer, he selected. Tachan, he ground. Hirkid, he sifted. Lush, he kneaded. Vikitif, and he smeared the loaves with oil. V'afan, he baked them. V'acharkach achal prusa. And afterwards, only after all that work, he ate a slice of bread. Vani, amin b'shach. I wake up in the morning and what's called Elufanai, I see everything in front of me. And Ra Kami Gias Yaga Adam Rishan Achamatsa Khalak Lobash. See how much hard work Adam Rishan had to do till he found a garment to wear. Gazas, he sheared the sheep, Valibin, he cleaned it, Vinafats, and he combed it, Vitsava, he dyed it, Tava, he spun, Ma'argan, he wove, Kibes, he cleaned, Vitafar, and sewed. Pechasam Bezan Tap, Vahakakach, only afterwards, Matsa Khalak Lobash, he found the garment to wear. Vani Amin Beshachers, I stand in the morning and what's called Elumatuk on the Funai, I see everything prepared in front of me. And Kamabali Omnios Mashkim. Marivim, how many craftsmen wake up early in the morning and go to sleep late at night working at their craft? Vani Amir Bishakras, Umatsakol El Lafanai. I get up in the morning and I see everything in front of me. Vachen Hoy Ben Zayma Aimer, Ben Zayma would also say the following. This has to do with thanking people. Arech Ramahu Aimer, what does a bad guest say? Vachima Chalte Mishal Baal Bayez, what did I eat from the Baal Bayez? Vachima Shasisi Mishal Baal Bayez, what did I drink from the Baal Bayez already? Chaticha Achaz Achalti Loi, I ate a small piece of meat of his. Kosi Ain Shasisi Loi, I drank one cup of wine. Vachal Tarech Shatarach, Loi Tarech El. All the hard work that he did, it was really only for his wife and kids, and he gave me a little piece of meat and a little cup of wine. Aval Arech Toivemer, what does a good guest say? Baruch Baal Abayas. Blessed is the Baal Abayas. Zachar Baal Abayas Latoiva. This Baal Abayas should be remembered for the good. Kama Yayin Hevi Lefanai. See how much wine he gave me. Kama Chatichas Hevi Lefanai. See how much meat he gave me. Kama Terech Tarech Lefanai. See how much work he did for me. Kol Masha Tarech Loi Tarech Alel Bishvili. All the work that he did was just for me, to make me feel comfortable. And Vechenu Aymer, it says in the Pasuk, Zachar, remember, Kisaski Paulai Asher Shayru Anashim, so that you will aggrandize his work that men see. And onto brand new halacha, halacha beis. The Mishnah says, Al Hazikim. Now, as machlekas with Zikim is, it could either mean a shooting star, or it could mean a comet, Vala Zvais, and on earthquakes, Vala Brakim and on lightning, Vala Ra'amim on thunder, Vala Ruches and on very strong winds. Who Oimer person says, Baruch Shakaychem Ale Oilam, blessed is the one whose strength fills the world. All these are an expression of Hashem's power and strength. Al Harim, on mountains, Vala Gvais, and on hills, Vala Yamim, and on seas, Valan Hars, and rivers, Valan Midbars, and deserts, who Aimer, a person says, Baruch Isabracious, blessed is the one that makes creation. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Harayas Hayam Hagadol, one that sees the Yam Hagadol, Machlekes, if this is referring to the Mediterranean or the Okeanos, Aimer, he says, Baruch Sha'asas Hayam Hagadol. However, this is only Bizman Shehuray Eu Leprakim, if he sees it, Leprakim, every once in a while, which means once every 30 days. If he sees it within this amount of time, he does not make a bracha. Al Geshamim, on rain, Val Basuris Taivis, and on good news, who Aimer, a person says, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, blessed is the one who is good and gives good. Val Shmuel Sarayis, and on bad news, who Aimer person says, Baruch Dayino Emes, blessed is the true judge. And the Gemara tells us, Tani Bar Kapara, Masrin Allah's voice. When there's an earthquake, we're supposed to blow shofar, and this is supposed to cause people to do tshuva, because earthquakes are not so simple. We're actually going to end off the Gemara talking about why we have earthquakes. Now, once we mention Zikim in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, In Aver Hahan Zika Bixil, if a Zika, again, either a shooting star or a comet, passes through Ksil. Ksil is a constellation known as Orion. Machrev ha'olam, the world is going to be destroyed. Now, Masivin L'Shmuel, they asked Shmuel, Vanan chamyon le'avar, we see it passing through and it didn't destroy the world. So Rambam Lohan, he told them, let's ask you, that's impossible. Oyla elmine, oyla ramine, it was either above it or below it, but it can't be that it actually passed through the constellation or it would destroy the world. And Shmuel Amar, he commented, Chakim ana b'shkake shemaya k'shkake narda karti, I'm as familiar and as comfortable with the pathways of heaven as I am with the pathways of Narda, which is my city. Barmin ahan Zika, except for Zika, less I don't know what it is. I don't know what its pathway is. I can't predict where it's going to go. Ask more of Chishmul al Hashemayim. Did Shmuel go up to Shemayim? That he knows all the pathways of heaven. He knows everything that's going on. El al Shem. It's only because of the following. The pasuk says, "Mi esaper shchakim b'chachma." Who tells man with his wisdom what happens in Shemayim? In other words, we learn from this pasuk that sometimes a person is granted secrets from Shemayim, and it seems to be the Shmuel was one of those. And now back to earthquakes. The Gemara says, "El Yo Zachar Latoiv Shal Reb Noirai El Yo Anavi Zachar Latoiv." He asked Rabbi Nirai, "B'bnei ma b'ayin zvayis la'olam." Why do earthquakes come to the world? So Rabbi Nirai told him, "Ba'avin trumo ma'isras," because of the sin of not properly taking off trumas and ma'isras. Kasev Echadimir, one pasuk says, "Tamid eini Hashem l'kechaba." Hashem's eyes are always on it on Eretz Yisrael, and this is a positive pasuk. Because of Acher, but another pasuk says, "Hamabit la'aretz v'tirad." Hashem gazes at the earth and it trembles. Yiga beharim v'yashanu. Hashem just touches mountains and they start smoking. Haketzad yiskamu shnei k'suvim halalu. How is it possible to have these two? So the answer is B'shashe Yisrael Eisen Ritzonu Shel Makom U'Matzin Maaser Sein Ketiknon. At a time that Yisrael does the will of Hashem and they take up proper maaseres, so then the following pasuk is fulfilled: Tamid Eini Hashem Lekechaba Meireshes Hashana Vad Achras Hashana. From the beginning of the year until the end of the year, Hashem takes care of Eretz Yisrael. Vein Yizaikas Klum, and it's not going to get destroyed at all. But B'shashe Eini Yisrael Eisen Ritzonu Shel Makom. At a time when Am Yisrael is not doing the will of Hashem, Vein U'Matzin Maaser Sein Ketiknon, and they're not taking up proper maaseres. Hamabid La'aretz Vatirad. So then we apply the pasuk that Hashem just gazes at the land and it trembles, and that's an earthquake. Peitas Amon Alpha on top, Amar Lei, so Eliyahu HaNavi told him, "Bini, my son, Chayecha, by your life, Kachi Svar Demelsa, you're right, that is a reason for the matter. Aval Kachi Karsh HaDavar, this is the essence of the matter, meaning this is the real reason. B'shasha Kosh Baruch Hu Mabit Bebate Tiyotriyos Hu Bebate Karkasiyos." At a time when Hashem is looking at the theaters and the places where the Gaim have these big feasts, Yashvez Betach V'Shanan V'Shalva, they're sitting there secure, undisturbed, and peaceful. But his base hamikdash is destroyed. Who afila in the alma lachrivai? He desires that the world be destroyed. And adahu dechsev. That's pshat and pasuk. Shoig yishag al nevehu. He cries out on his dwelling place, and that's bishvil nevehu, because of his dwelling place. Meaning, because the base hamikdash isn't built, and we have these theaters and these circuses and other things that are okay, and they're sitting there, and everyone's fine. That's when Hashem cries out. We're gonna stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with more reasons why we have earthquakes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.